Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A new flu vaccine is being made available for the first time in Australia. The cell-based flu vaccine has an advantage to other traditional flu vaccines by better matching viruses that are actually circulating in the community. Immunologist Dr. Julianne Baylis says there's still a few misconceptions about the flu jab.
You can't get the flu from a flu vaccine. None of the flu vaccines that are available in Australia contain the flu virus in its entirety. They contain small pieces of the virus that allow our bodies to develop an immune response.
That audio there, thanks to listeners, The Briefing podcast. It says the Central Queensland Hospital and Health Service has reported 385 lab-confirmed flu cases so far this year. To other news now, a Queensland political psychologist claims the leadership shake-up within local government could be a message from voters. Multiple mayors across Queensland have been replaced with new blood, including Central Highlands' new mayor Janice Moradi and Livingston Shire's Adam Bellott. UQ's Dr. Frank Moles says sometimes people vote the opposite way in a local election to indicate frustration to the higher levels of government.
But come the national or federal election, or in our country, state elections, often people start to crawl back to their original homes, so to speak. So the Labour Party or Liberal voter might go back to voting for their usual colours.
And just lastly now, local renters are feeling the pinch. Domain's latest quarterly report shows rentals in Rockhampton have surged to around $480 a week, while it's $450 for the Central Highlands. That's an increase of more than 6.5% and 12.5% on the same period last year, respectively. Briefly updating some local sport, and the 2024 AFL Capricornia season officially kicks off this Saturday. Round one sees Yeppoon v BITS, Panthers against Gladstone, and Brothers clashing Glenmore.